I am now going to tell you why is Thanksgiving and for cause. Thanksgiving was commenced about 300 years ago, if not longer. It was the time when the pilgrims was coming to this country on the good ship Mayflower, of which Captain John Smith was the captain and no relation to the Smith brothers Scofield. They was landing here on Plymouth Rock, which it is in Little Rock, PA, Cincinnati, Pennsylvania. And so soon as they was landing here on Plymouth Rock, the first thing they were seeing was Indians, nice big black brown Indians. And right away, John Smith was getting stuck on an Indian girl named Pocahontas. He was loving Pocahontas to pieces. Now, just because he was loving Pocahontas, the different people wanted to cut off his head and throw it in his face. But Pocahontas was running to his rescue, and she was saving him his life. And after she was saving him his life, what do you think was doing that dirty dog John Smith? You don't have to ask me. I'm going to tell you. He was giving her the air. In other words, he was leaving her apartment in the wigwam flap. And when John Smith was doing this, he did not know he was going to cause a terrible cat after me. He did not know that the poor pilgrims would have to suffer the consequences, because the Indians was getting angry on the pilgrims. Now, the poor pilgrims didn't have what to eat. They was dying from the lack of nutrition. They didn't have no grocery stores where to buy groceries like we are having. If they wanted to have groceries, they had to go hunting and shooting in the woods. But how could they go hunting and shooting in the woods if the Indians were shooting on them with the bows and the arrows? So you see, my dear people, every day was a hot time in the old town tonight. So what had they done finally, lastly, and semicolon? They got a hold of a feller by the name of Paul Revere, a jockey. Paul Revere jumped on his horse, Tony, and he was riding in the woods. He was going up the woods, down the woods, into the valley, rode the 6,000, it's the wrong story. He was riding in the woods. Why was he riding in the woods? To see if he could catch a piece of hippopotamus, a rhinoceros, a piece of herring, anything at all. As he was riding in the woods, was coming to his ears a very peculiar noise. What was the peculiar noise he was hearing? It was gibble, gobble, gibble, gobble. He thought, what kind of a silly thing is this? He thought, aha, I know what this is. This is the Indians trying to talk to me to make peace with the pilgrims. So he looked around high and low and hither and thither, but he couldn't find no Indians. All he could see was large chickens with swollen tonsils. So he jumped down from his horse. He picked up a chicken. He took it to the pilgrims. He said, look, my good people, you are having food like you was never eating before in your life. And all the pilgrims was jumping from happiness. And the little pilgrims was happiness in spades. That's double. And everybody was glad like anything. So I was speaking to a fella there, John Olden. And he says, Duna did the chicken. And his wife, Priscilla, says, John, why do you say that? The people are hungry like anything. And he says, we cannot eat the chicken because we do not know if the chicken is kosher. So they sent for the rabbi, and the rabbi was coming. Rabbi Miles Standing. He was examining the chicken, and he says, this is delicious groceries. Go ahead and eat to your heart's content. And the way they was eating the hot turkey and the cranberry sauce was a pleasure to looking on them. Well, anyway, ever since this time, every November comes the anniversary from Thanksgiving. The butchers are thanking the people what invented the scales. The people are giving thanks because they're catching a holiday off with pay. And I'm thanking you for listening to this record.
As happy as could be. We finally married our daughter off, and she was 33. She was married in our home, and things went quietly till someone spiked the punch at Lena's wedding. Oh, they was the cutest couple that our friends had ever seen. And Lena weighed 180, and the groom weighed 116. He looked pale when they got hitched, but later he turned green, 'cause someone spiked the punch at Lena's wedding. After the kids was married, the crowd was dry and hot. They all think a nice cool drink will really hit the spot. I'm ashamed when I recall how plastered they all got. Oh, some was sleeping, some got leaping. Oh, they drank a lot. The whole darn bunch was whooping it up. The wedding turned into a brawl, 'cause no one knew that our fruit juice punch was spiked with pure alcohol. Mrs. Olson, the head of the ladies' aid, she was loaded and sure having fun. Let's dance, she yelled at the preacher. Then she hiccuped like a son of a gun. Pete Lundquist, the undertaker, who don't smile at you till you're dead, he suddenly jumped up on the table with our best lampshade on his head. Then through the crowd in her wedding dress, blubbering and ready for fight, came Lena screaming, oh, Papa, my Ingvald is out like a light. And sure enough, on the Davenport, with his hair full of rice and confetti, was Ingvald the bridegroom, all stretched out, as limp and as white as spaghetti. When I felt his hand, it was cold and moist, and his forehead was colder and moister. Then he opened one eye, which looked to me just like a big blue oyster. Lena, she folded her muscular arms, and everyone there heard her yell, "The car is out front, and our wedding night we'll spend in some quiet motel." She took hold of her husband right by the neck, and where the seat of his pants hung slack. Then Lena left on her honeymoon with her man riding piggyback. The next day it was Sunday and the preacher had to wait, 'cause some of the wedding guests arrived in church a little late. And the preacher knew the reason for his full collection plate was that someone spiked the punch at Lena's wedding. But we all had fun.
Last Saturday night at a neighborhood dance, a boy and a girl were making romance. As I danced their way, I heard the girl say, "I want a rock and roll wedding, a rock and roll wedding, a rock and roll wedding, and I'll be satisfied. I want to love someone forever, forever and ever and ever. So take me and make me your rock and roll bride." We'll tell all our friends, and we'll do it upright. We'll have a big dance, play records all night. We're all gonna swing when those wedding bells ring. I want a rock and roll wedding, a rock and roll wedding, a rock and roll. Couldn't forget what I heard her say, 'cause deep in my heart I felt the same way. I just couldn't wait, so I said to my date, "I want a rock and roll wedding, a rock and roll wedding, a rock and roll wedding, then I'll be satisfied.
Thank you.
baby, she's no square. 17, hot rod queen, cutest gal you've ever seen. Tell the world they're really keen on the hip cat doll of 17.
Heavenly Dixieland. Wanna sing about a gorgeous thing. Oh, she's marvelous, she's grand, but you don't understand.
If you care for something sweet in a gingham gown, give yourself a break and meet black-eyed Susan Brown. Who gives you that southern drawl when she comes around? Gets you with that how you all.
Sugar stuff, sure enough, you'll get a thrill. You won't know what you're missing until
you meet her, who's the sweetest company when the sun goes down. No one but that heavenly black-eyed Susan Brown.
Yes, sir, that's my guess.
I've got a gal that I'm just simply wild about. Most things that I'm a lucky boy. Everywhere we go, people rave about
this little bundle of joy. She's got freckles on her butt.
She is nice.
What a gal.
When she's in my arms, it's paradise.
Paradise. She smells just like a rose from her head down to her toes. She's got freckles on her butt.
She is nice.
She's got freckles on her butt.
She is nice.
What a gal.
When she's in my arms, it's paradise.
Paradise.
All the sailors give her a chase because they love that naval face.
She's got freckles on her butt.
She is nice.
She's got freckles on her butt.
She is nice.
What a gal.
When she's in my arms, it's paradise.
Paradise.
She was born in Hackensack. She made a fortune on her face.
She's got freckles on her butt.
She is nice.
She's got freckles on her
butt. She is nice.
What a gal.
When she's in my arms, it's paradise.
Paradise.
All the men she loves to neck, she necks the legs and gets the chicks.
She's got freckles on her butt.
She is nice.
She's got freckles on her butt.
She is nice.
What a gal.
And when she's in my arms, it's paradise.
Paradise.
She drinks till she gets plastered. She gets drunker than my brother. She's got freckles on her, but she is nice. Oh, what a gal. Oh, what a gal. She's got freckles, but oh, what a gal.
I knew a nice old maid, her age well 33. Her beauty greatly laid in a farmer's property. He loved a gay young swain, but he would not make a match. So she sang him this refrain to bring him to the scratch. Now wouldn't you like a girl and see my dear papa? The gay young man said no. You're a nice old peck, I'm not talking. That young man made love to a sweet aesthetic miss, a quite too young dove, and all was utter bliss. He limped and languished so, and never combed his hair. His passion for his girl, which thus he did declare, I'd very much like to go and see your dear papa. He quite too uttered no. You're much too soon when I don't love you. The limp young man got gay, his hair cut nice and short, and bent on making hay, went out again to talk. This time a sweet wallflower, just slightly on the shelf. Her grapes were rather sour, but still she had some pelt. So he thought he'd like to go and ask her stern papa. The stern papa said no. You'll never be me sonny, for you haven't any money. The gay young man returned to the nice old maid once more, for the old maid Cathy yearned. Though she was now too sore, a smile she softly stole, and on his knees he dropped, oh, I love you on my soul, and bend the question top. I'd very much like to go and ask your dear papa. The nice old maid said no. I've got another mate and you're just too late.
Bacon, beef and ham, these things don't worry me. I won't eat the neck of a chicken, to me it don't mean a thing. But one thing I always crave, and that's why you hear me sing.
Oh, when can I have a banana again?
Oh, tell me mother, tell me do. Woo-hoo.
When can I have a banana again?
As I used to do. You see, I like them for breakfast, and I like them for lunch. I don't mind them single or all in a bunch.
Woo!
When can I have a banana again?
Oh, tell me, Mother Dew.
Give me some of it, or you give it all away. I'm not bragging, but understood. Everything I do, I try to do it good. You got to give me some of it, yeah. You got to give me some of it. You got to give me some of it, or you give it all away. Now your crusted pie looks good in the night. When you cut it, please save me a slice. You got to give me some of it. Yes, you is. You got to give me some of it. You got to give me some of it. For you give it all of it. Say it now. Say it, Uncle Fuller. If I live right across that street, you cut that fire, please save me a piece. You got to give me some of it. You got to give me some of it. You got to give me some of it, for you get it all away. Pay for me. Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's good enough for me. You got to give me some of it. Yeah, give me some of it. You got to give me some of it, or you give it all away.
But
judge for selling corn. He made me hate the day that I ever was born. I turned my face right to the wall. He says 110 and cost that soul. And it's dirty, but the ball the other night, my man danced with a gal. Her dress was too tight, she done the shimmy, she wobbled right across the hall. She made a misstep, you might have seen her fall. It was dirty, but I, it was dirty, but I, tenor, you should talk, yeah, it's dirty, but I. Early one morning, about half past four, a big police was knocking on my door. He had a flask of whiskey right in his hand. He's gonna arrest me and take me to the promised land. It was dirty, but I, tenor, you should talk, yeah, it's dirty, but I.
Rode a donkey in Spain, motorboat to the deep blue sea, even flew in a plane, drove a buggy in Iowa, also froze in a sleigh. You can put them all aside, there's just one kind of ride.
I love to bumpity-bump on a bumpy road with you. The wheels go bumpity-bump, my heart goes thumpity-thump. It's nice to ride in Packards and such, still I have found they don't thrill you so much. But bumping along in a bumpity roadster built for two makes your dreams come true. The dust may come up, the rain may come down, who cares as long as I go bumpity bump on a bumpy road with you.
Noah paddled an ark, they say. Paul Revere used a horse. Jonah rode in a whale one day, or was that applesauce? Sheiks in faraway Hindustan favor camels, we're told. But no matter where it be, there's just one ride for me.
That's bumping along in a bumpity roadster built for us. There's no one to fuss. I park her a bit until you say quit, then I just keep on going bumpity bump on a bumpy road with you.
When I go walking, I up and sing a little song. And accompany myself on the instrument I brought along. Then I always meet some rude men upon the village green, and invariably one of them will shout at me. Oh, see what I mean. Everyone calls me tambourine. I can't imagine what they mean. Why do they call me tambourine?
Gumburin' on my wedding day, when the fun was over and the guests had gone away. My old darling said to me, "You must be hungry, Joe. Is there anything you fancy?" I said, "Fancy, don't you know? I like pickled onions, I like pickled lily. Pickled cabbage is all right with a bit of cold meat on Sunday night. I can go to Martyrs, but what I do prefer is a little bit of cucumber, 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 little bit of cucumber." I went flying through the air with my old college chum. Suddenly he said to me, "We're bound for kingdom come. Have you anything on your brain before you wear a crown?" I began to shake and said, "Write this confession down. I like pickled onions, I like pickled lily. Pickled cabbage is all right with a bit of cold tripe on Sunday night. I can go to Martyrs, but what I do prefer is a little bit of cucumber, gummy, gummy, gum, gum, little bit of cucumber." Several years of married life have brought me lots of joys. I don't know how many girls, but think there's 14 boys. When the last one came to town, he fairly turned me head. He was mocked with the cucumber, and the first words that he said was, "I like pickled onions, I like pickled lily. Pickled cabbage is all right with bubble and sweet on Sunday night. I can go to my artisans, but what I do prefer is a little bit of cucumber, come, 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 little bit of cucumber." To the Lord Mayor's banquet I went in one foggy day. When I saw the grub, it took my appetite away. With paragraphs and chopinches and pigs, it's up with him. I said, "I don't care for that, you don't know who I am. I like pickled onions, I like pickled lily. Pickled cabbage is all right with a bit of cold meat on Sunday night. I can go to Martyrs, but what I do prefer is a little bit of cucumber, my gum, you gum, little bit of cucumber. Let's sing then. I like pickled onions, I like pickled lily. Pickled cabbage is all right with a bit of cold meat on Sunday night. I can go to Martyrs, what I do prefer is a little bit of cucumber, 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 little bit of cucumber. This time when I like pickled onions, I like pickled lily. Pickled cabbage is all right with a bit of cold meat on Sunday night. I can go to my artisans, but what I do prefer is a little bit of cucumber, 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 little bit of cucumber." 1990.
No, 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 no. Please don't get up. I know how you must feel. I went through the same weekend that you did. And to you, it's a couple of days later. To me, it's like Sunday morning. And you know what? Sunday's not over yet. And I have a feeling it's going to end badly. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to The Bit Slap with me, your host, KBC. And this is the Thanksgiving repair edition. I don't know, whatever you want to call it. We started with something called Why is Thanksgiving? You know, kind of like that thing where you say, why the hell did I do that? So why is Thanksgiving? That was Benny Rubin. Benny was from Boston. did a lot of imitations and accents and stuff like that. Had all kinds of bit parts and all kinds of things, records, movies, etc. Someone spiked the punch at Lena's wedding was Harry Scarbo. You know him better as Harry Stewart. And you know him much better as Yogi Jorgensen from Tacoma. Was a radio guy from the time he was 18 until the very bitter end. Rock and Roll Wedding was the first of two from Ella Mae Morse. Ella Mae Morse from Mansfield, Texas. This was from 1956, a year before she stopped recording. It was called Rock and Roll Wedding. And then after that, 17, also Ella Mae Morse from a year earlier. Let's see, Black Eyed Susan Brown was the Hoosier Hotshots, one of my favorite songs, written by Al Goodhart, Al Hoffman, and Herb Magidson. Okay, then the Four Vagabonds from St. Louis. That was the Freckles song. That was from mid-career for them, about 1947. The Nice Old Maid was Charles Penrose under the name Mr. Pen Claus. He did a whole lot of laughing records. And you hear him laugh, you know why. When Can I Have a Banana Again was Harry Roy. Harry Roy, one of those World War II A-card type songs. He's the guy responsible for the wonderful song we all love so much, My Girl's Pussy. Okay. Dirty Butter. Oops, wait, skipped one. I Want Some of Your Pie was Blind Boy Fuller along with Sonny Terry from 1939. Minnie Wallace, Dirty Butter after that. Couldn't find anything about her. I'd love to. I Love to Bumpity Bump. Bumpity Bump, Bump Bump was Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians from 1928. After that, Tambourine from Leona Anderson. Yes, she knew it was a joke. She was from St. Louis also, born in 1885. Did a lot of silent movies and stuff. Her album, Music to Suffer By, you know that. That's what this came from. And she was actually in her last film was The Haunted House, The House on Haunted Hill. Cool, huh? And then we ended up with Little Bit of Cucumber, Harry Champion. You gotta check the Wikipedia entry for him just for a picture. It's really cool. He's also the guy who gave us Henry VIII. He did. Anyway, back to work.
How do you do? This is the publicity manager of Great Yarmouth and Galston on Sea speaking. You're thinking about your summer holiday, of course. That's why you sent for our illustrated guide. Well, it's quite a good bit of work, but the printed word and the photographs can never convey the full charm, the gaiety, and the jolly breeziness of Great Yarmouth and Galston-on-Sea, where we have just that little bit extra the other places haven't got. The kiddies love the sand, don't they? Well, we've miles of beach, not knobbly, uncomfortable shingle, but fine, soft, golden sand. A real paradise for children. There are some holiday resorts where at high tide there's no beach and at low tide there's no sea. At Yarmouth, they're both there all the time. Bathing, safe and splendid for sea lovers, or if you prefer it, a magnificent swimming pool. Golf, splendid courses within easy distance. Tennis, dozens of hard and grass courts. Bowls, some of the finest greens in England. Excursions, half an hour takes you into our beautiful Broadland scenery. Amusements, an ending choice of concerts, cinemas and dance halls, or, if you are so inclined, a fun fair, packed with thrills of every variety. Perhaps you prefer something quieter. Then I recommend Galston-on-Sea, our increasingly popular suburb. Here you have a glorious beach, safe bathing, and a picturesque old pier head at the harbour's mouth, which is a constant source of interest to visitors. Oh, by the way, there still lingers an idea in some places that Great Yarmouth is a fishing village. It is the greatest herring port in the world, and we're proud of it. But the herring season is in October and November, and when in full swing, it's a wonderful sight, I assure you. If you want a healthy holiday, come to Yarmouth. The air here is a veritable tonic. Come and fill your lungs with it for a week or a fortnight, and you'll go back home invigorated and just bursting with vitality. Till then, goodbye.
If I was just an evangelist from old Los Angeles, there's a street I'd want to shout about. It's got everything handy, from candy to brandy, really knocks me out. Except for the dust. Except for the dust. That's a repeat street, it's so elite, feeling that highway under my feet, some
on Clarks and Cream, where the Sunday drivers meet. There, somebody's waiting. Gotta go, gotta go, feeling no hesitation. There's where I'm locating. I'm happy on the sunny side of Septemberda. Septemberda. Gonna drive my Jeep, beep, beep, on Septemberda Boulevard. Unless you plan to be scandalous in old Los Angeles, there's a street you gotta shout about. It's got everything classy, it's chassis and scratchy, really knocks me out. That's the street, really neat. We repeat, what a treat. It's a concrete dream, come quite and cream, where the Sunday drivers meet. There's somebody waiting, gotta go, there'll be no hesitating. There's where I'm locating, all that makes me happy, on the sunny side of Septemberda. Septemberda. Gonna drive my Jeep, beep, 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 on Septemberda Boulevard in San Fernando, down in the valley, Septemberda Boulevard.
You've heard of Rosie the Riveter. Well, she's got nothing on me, 'cause long before her time, I had a job in Tennessee. I turned a knob with just one hand, and I was satisfied. But then one day I looked up, and the foreman was by my side. Your right hand's kinda busy, gal, but your left hand's a hanging free. Just put it on this here knob, that there's efficiency. I turned them to the left and right, it weren't so hard to do. But then one day the man said, why don't you kick this pedal too? So there I was a-turning and a-kicking with all my might. The superintendent came along and he said, this gal's all right. You got your motor running, and your rhythm is right smart. But there's one foot you're not using. Use it here to push this part. My kin folks came to see me. They thought I was so good. So I just turned and kicked for them as fancy as I could. One day the big boss came along. He looked at me so queer. He said, I'll give you a bonus for one more movement, dear. Here comes the end of my story. It's sad, but don't you weep. They went and tied a broom on so I could turn and kick and sweep, 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 sweep.
kind of face that I can't resist. You got the kind of lips that ought to be kissed. You got that funny little look, baby, in your eye. Ooh-wee, baby, I just wanna die. You bug me, baby, when we go riding in the pale moonlight. All I wanna do is a hold of you tight. You whisper, come close to me. Ooh-wee, baby, I'm in ecstasy. You bug me, baby. The other night when I kissed your lips, my head was spinning and my heart did flip. And you looked at me and you wrinkled your nose. Ooh-wee, baby, you curled my toes. You bug me, baby, when we go dating to a driving show. The picture playing, we never know. You're close to me and I'm close to you. Ooh-wee, baby, is that lipstick new? You bug me, baby. You got the kind of face that I can't resist. You got the kind of lips that ought to be kissed. Funny little look, baby, in your eye. Ooh-wee, baby, I just wanna die. You bug me, baby, when we go riding in the pale moonlight. All I wanna do is hold you tight. And you whisper to me, come close to me. Ooh-wee, baby, I'm in ecstasy. You bug me, baby. You bug me, baby.
I've got a sad, sad story to tell about a man you know so well. He spins the records every day, even his nightmares swing and sway.
He used to sleep deep sleep long ago, but playing records bothers him so.
With all the music he has to dig, it's no wonder he snapped his wig. Put a platter on the plate, the blues of the record man.
First he sighs and then he yells about those products that he sells.
Every hour he hears bells,
the blues of the record man.
When he's used to Sammy Kay, Charlie Spivak starts to play.
Then the Duke goes on a spree and plays some modern rhapsody.
Tommy Dorsey plays a while, don't forget the Miller style.
Everybody does his bit
to make another record hit.
Just to add to all his strife, here's a tune you play for life.
Written by the sponsor's wife,
the Nightmare.
There
There's a handout on Panhandle Hill by a hobo named Vanderbilt and Organ McGill. His partner Jim Doyle stubbed his toe and struck oil on the sands of old Panhandle Hill. Come away, boys, and fly with me. Come Joe, Jack, and Bill, come get your fill. They're handing out chewing gum, chopped sirloin, and bay rum to each bum on Panhandle Hill. Come away, boys, and fly with me. Come Joe, Jack, and Bill, come get your fill. There's scrum bums and stew bums and old bums and new bums at the handout on Panhandle Hill. There's a handout on Panhandle Hill. You can hijack a bum sack and then tap the till. And lest you forget, there's a Wall Street Gazette on the newsstands of Panhandle Hill. Come away, boys, and fly with me. Come Joe, Jack, and Bill, come get your fill of free shave, a shoe shine, a quick trim with quinine at the handout on Panhandle Hill. Come Joe, Jack, and Bill, come get your fill. There's cruisers and bruisers and old three-time losers at the handout on Panhandle Hill. There's spenders and lenders and singing bartenders at the handout on Panhandle Hill. There's gophers and loafers and big box car chauffeurs at the handout on Panhandle Hill. Come away, boys.
Howdy, folks, this is the radio chef and his boyfriend Sam, using a little old guitar for a frying pan and dishing up a home-cooked ditty about the ladies and their dress. Step on that thing, Sam, step on it.
I don't know a thing about the ladies and their dress, but before I take them out, won't someone please confess why they always say that certain something that they do. Wait until you hear me, maybe you have heard it too. They can't go here, they can't go there.
It sounds so queer when they declare,
I haven't got a thing to wear. A change of clothes for every day.
Heaven knows just why they say,
I haven't got a thing to wear. Dresses hang upon the rack
and fairly make it groan and crack.
Every shape and style, it seems,
make us wonder what she means.
Invitations come their way, still you'll always hear them say,
I haven't got a thing to wear.
Look at that grin on hubby's face, boy, he's heard it many, many times.
Hubby has a suit of clothes for every day, it's true. It's the same old suit he wears until he's worn it through. When he buttons up his coat, you'll find his trunk is packed. Wifey's clothes are taking all the space upon the rack.
It's the truth, as we all know,
Eve told Adam long ago,
I haven't got a thing to wear. Now she wore leaves throughout the spring.
In the fall, he heard her sing,
I haven't got a thing to wear.
Mr. Adam thought, oh, what's the use?
Now, really, there is no excuse.
Here's a bunch of evergreen that fit for any forest queen.
Dressed up like a Christmas tree, I'll bet he told Adam she didn't have a thing to wear.
History certainly do repeat itself, way back in the Stone Ages saying the same thing.
Every paper runs a page of bargains in the style. Every
every day the ladies, they go charging down the aisle. Every year the clothes they buy get shorter, it is true. They won't have to wear a thing in 1952. On the bathing beach today, sounds so queer to hear them say, I haven't got a thing to wear. Now in a modern one-piece suit, hardly any will dispute she hasn't got a thing to spare. When they're sitting on the sand, it's not hard to understand what would happen if that strap on their shoulder gave a snap. Then from every bashful youth, we at last would hear the truth, I haven't got a thing to wear. Having dished up a little home-cooked ditty, especially prepared for the man of the house, we'll say goodbye, folks. We'll see you subsequently.
Ah, this Smoky Joe, Smoky Joe.
Smoky Joe, don't take in the lovely, Smoky Joe, don't take in the lovely.
Ah, give out his mustache, give out his mustache.
In old China, far away, lives the Mandarin, they say, known as the Honorable Mr. Wong. He controls a bandit band, rules it with a mighty hand. In China land, they call a band a tong. Other mandarins have tongs, but all the ladies say Mr. Wong has the largest tongue in the Orient today. Wong has the largest tongue in China. Orientals claim there's nothing finer. Wong can live luxuriant with his tongue, he pays his rent. Ladies give him yen, he tops the Chinese muscle men. Other mascots have tongs for which they are renowned. Wong likes to have his dragon around. Wong's got a short, fat nose, he's got a tongue that grows and grows. Wong has the largest tongue in China. There's nothing finer. Wong can live luxuriant with his tongue, he pays his rent. Ladies give him yen, he tops the Chinese muscle men. Other mascots have tongs for which they are renowned. Wong likes to have his dragon around. Wong's tongue is to the point, they wound up with Hirohito's joint. Wong has the largest tongue in China. Wong has the largest tongue in China.
That he's so willing to make whoopee.
loveliness. Think what a year can bring. He's washing dishes and baby clothes. He's so ambitious, he even throws. But don't forget, folks, that's what you get, folks, for making
one on me. Took my gal to a dance at the Armory. Music played, dancers swayed, then we joined the crowd. I can't dance, took a chance, and right then we started. Stumbling all around, stumbling all around, so funny. Stumbling here and there, stumbling everywhere, and I must declare, I stepped right on her toes, and when she bumped my nose, I fell, and when I rose, I felt ashamed, and told her, that's the latest step, that's the latest step, that's the latest step, my honey. Notice all the pep, notice all the pep, notice all the pep. She said, stop mumbling, though you are stumbling. I like it just a little bit, just a little bit, quite a little bit. Young and small, short and tall, folks most everywhere, take a chance to do this dance, they think it's a bear. People rave and they crave just to do this step. Off they go, nice and slow, when the band starts playing. Stumbling all around, stumbling all around, so funny. Stumbling here and there, stumbling everywhere, and I must declare, I stepped right on her toes, and when she bumped my nose, I fell, and when I rose, I felt ashamed, and told her, that's the latest step, that's the latest step, that's the latest step, my honey. Notice all the pep, notice all the pep, notice all the pep. She said, stop mumbling, though you are stumbling. I like it just a little bit, quite a little bit.
Why don't you? Today when all the headlines full of red lines and bread lines confuse you and the world seems bleak, don't be blue. In Harper's, they have a column, very smart and very solemn, that will amuse you. It asks you little questions to give you smart suggestions how you too can reek with sheets like the most ultra fleet, and they call it Why Don't You? It asks you, why don't you have your ermine muff wired for sound and use it weekends as a concertina? Why don't you give a charity ball for the Princeton Club and raffle off Vera Zorina? Why don't you throw your mother an occasional bone? Why don't you try sleeping alone? Why don't you take the pretty blue check you wanted bridge and kite it? Why don't you dip your head in brandy and light it? Why don't you try wearing gold sandals backwards just for the sheer agony of it? Why don't you send last year's negligee to Cecil Beaton? He'd love it. So they want you to try decorating your flat with bundles of hay. Well, they know what they can do with Harper's. Why don't they? Why don't you try going to Elsa Maxwell's parties as yourself for a change? Why don't you try wearing a hat that won't make your husband look strange? Why don't you develop a bright smile by putting an electric bulb behind each tooth? Why don't you give a testimonial dinner for Hitler in a telephone booth? Why don't you get out of town before you come down with a compound case of heebie-jeebies? Why don't you listen to the birds and bees instead of the zerbies and bees? So they want you to roll up your rugs and cover your floors with broccoli on the first warm day. Well, they know what they can do with Vogue, too. Why don't they? Why don't you have a stag line composed of the ex-husbands of Peggy Hopkins Joyce? Why don't you crossbreed carrier pigeons with parrots so they can deliver messages by voice? Why don't you try throwing Clifton Webb over your left shoulder and making a wish? Why don't you fill your guest's finger bowls with invisible tropical fish? Why don't you try opening your eyes in the middle of a kiss? Why don't you cancel your subscriptions to magazines like this? Why don't you tear everything off your hat and stamp on it? Why don't you take out a homestead in Montana and go camp on it? So they want you to promise you'll slap your own face 200 times a day. Well, tell them you'll have none of it. Tell them you're through with their things to do and they can all take their harpers and love it.
Well, till long last Christmas, down home at Pumpkin Center, they was having a lot of doings at the First Baptist Church. Christmas tree and one thing and another, and nothing would do them but I must play Santa Claus. Well, Deacon Witherspoon and Ezra Austin talked me into it, and like a darn fool, I told them I'd do it. Well, they took me back in the tail end of Ezra Austin's store and put a fur suit on me, and the darn stuff tickled my nose, and I got to sneeze, wasn't if I'd had hay fever or epizootic. Then they put a basket on my back and put enough toys in it to start any store in the land. While Ezra Austin said I could have his sleigh, and Deacon Witherspoon said I could have his sleigh bells, and Rube Hendricks said his oxen would do for reindeers. Well, they got out the sleigh and hitched the oxen up to it and put the sleigh bells on them and loaded me up and started me off. Well, them darned oxen got scared at them sleigh bells and run away. I holler gee at them and haw at them and whoa, and them darned critters wouldn't gee-haw was a set, and they never stopped running till they went into the snowdrift and upset me and broke the sleigh, and I was all covered with snow and ice. Well, they got me straightened out and walked down to the church with me, ringing the sleigh bells to make folks think that Santa Claus was coming. Well, we got down to the church, and they put up a ladder to the chimney and told me to climb up it and come down in the chimney, and then they all went into the church and left me there. Well, Ezra Hawkins' dog come along and took a right smart of the important portion of old Santa Claus's pants. Well, I got in that chimney and started down, and I got stuck in the darn thing, and they had to call out the fire department to get me out. And when they got me out, congregation said that was the first time they ever knowed that Santa Claus was a colored man. Well, I broke the Ten Commandments they had framed to hang up on the wall in the church, and I broke a wood box belonging to old Aunt Nancy Smith and a bottle of whiskey that somebody had sent to Jim Lawson, and the congregation said I'd been drinking a right smart, or I was pretty drunk the way the whiskey smelled, and they put me out of church. Now they're talking about having me up in court for impersonating somebody I know that wasn't.
Okay, settle down now. We're almost done with this thing. This whole thing will blow over soon, and we'll be able to go back to our normal lives. We started that set with Great Yarmouth, an advertising disc for Great Yarmouth. It being an English seaside resort, probably about as far east as you can get in England without falling into the water. the very cold water, I might add. That goes back to 1935. Then we heard Sepulveda from the King's Jesters. Sepulveda was a section of L.A. Now known as North Hills. You know all about Sepulveda Boulevard. You know all about Sepulveda Dam. You know all about Sepulveda Pass. So why am I telling you this? Let us move on. We moved on to Dorothy Shay, and that was Efficiency. Don't You Want to Be Mine was a band called the Eagles, named after some kind of bird. I don't know if that's an early Glenn Frey thing or not. I will check and see. You Bug Me Baby was Larry Williams. Larry wrote us all kinds of nice songs, including Boney Maroney, Dizzy Miss Lizzy, and Slow Down for people like the Beatles. Yeah. And let's see. We heard from Gordon Lee Tex Beniki after that. Probably his own band. He was with Glenn Miller, but of course Glenn Miller disappeared in 1944. This is from 1947, called Blues of the Record Man. The handout song was Danny Kaminsky. Danny Kaye, born in Brooklyn, 1911. He was married to Sylvia Fine, who was one of the great songwriters of the day, and no relation to Larry Fine. I Haven't Got a Thing to Wear was the radio chef and his boyfriend Sam. I just report him, okay? Larry Vincent and the Lookout Boys after that. The Wong Song. That's pretty. Making Whoopee was the Louisiana Collegians, featuring a vocal from Jack Kaufman. Jack and Irving Kaufman had pretty much a monopoly, along with Billy Murray, on vocals back in those days. Stumbling was Frank Crummett. He was a vaudevillian, married a woman named Julia Sanderson, and they toured together for many, many years on the vaudeville circuit. Then we heard from Spivey, who I guess was like a bouncer or something in a beer hall somewhere, kind of a socialite. I don't know. She was kind of in a lot of places, but apparently she thought she could sing, too, so that was called Why Don't You? And all the things in that album are like that, just kind of spoken. And then Uncle Josh play Santa Claus from Laughing Cal Stewart in 1907. Okay? All right, that'll hold you little bastards for another week. Got some more coming up for you next week. Remember, Christmas is coming soon, so I unfortunately can take no prisoners. Okay? But I'll see you next week. Please have a good one.
That the boys all want to make. Every Joe and Jake is looking for a break. Who's this girl named Whoopee that has them running wild? Everyone is riled. Mother, come and save your child. I had my share of Flo and Claire, Annabelle and Dot. This Whoopee must have something that the others haven't got. Gee, I'm all excited. Cut yourself a piece of cake. Who's this girl named Whoopee that the boys all want to make?
on a horseback, warming up a thing, it's just a ragtime jockey, smile upon a face, ready for the race, it is colored for gay. See them spread apart, now they're gonna start, kindly keep an eye upon the ragtime jockey, never mind, your cold don't stop to cough. They're off! Come on and go, 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 go! I got a bet upon you, go, 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 go! I'm betting heavy on your pop, giddy-up, giddy-up, giddy-up! Like I know you can! Come on and run, 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 run! And leave the rest behind you, run, 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 run! Don't ever let them find you, I'll bet a swank on the ragtime jockey man! Go, 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 go! I got a bet upon you, go, 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 go! I'm betting heavy on your pop, giddy-up, giddy-up, giddy-up! Like I know you can! Yell. Someone surely fell. Did I hear say it was the ragtime jockey? Drawing up your right, see me turning white. All my money is gone. No, it isn't, boss. He's on his horse. He is only kidding all the other jockeys. He's just playing with them like a toy. Good boy. Come on and go, 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 go. I got a bet upon you. Go, 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 go. I'm betting heavy on your pop. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up. Like I know you can. Come on and run, 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 run. And leave the rest behind you. Run, 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 run. Don't ever let them find you. I'll bet a swag on the right kind. Jockey man. He wins. Go, 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 go. I got a bet upon you. Go, 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 go. I'm betting heavy on your pop. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up. Like I know you can.